Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, September 28th, 2020. This morning I will talk about salvation. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Almighty God, in our youth you gave us the law so that our feet would not stumble. In our midlife journey, where scholars offer knowledge and computers offer information, you offer us wisdom. In our seniority, you rewarded our sacrifices, giving our vineyards and trees great fruit. We praise you and give you the glory. You have swallowed up death forever, wiped away our tears, and set our feet on solid ground, setting straight the reproach of our enemies. We praise you and give you the glory. Remember now your church in the storms of deprivation, national strife, and scandalous trials. Give your people eyes that see, ears that hear, and leaders that lead where you would have us to go. Bless us with your conspicuous presence by the power of your Holy Spirit, and in Jesus' name. Amen. In Isaiah 25:8, we read, "He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away every tear from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken." Suffering and salvation are prominently linked in the books of the Law and the Prophets, where emotional distress is often amplified by the reproach suffered. In the books of the Law, reproach is often a theme of wives teasing each other viciously over barrenness. This conflict figures prominently in the conflict between Sarah and Hagar, and later between Hannah and Penah. Consider the reproach suffered by Rachel, who was barren, and her older sister Leah, who had 6 sons and a daughter. Then God remembered Rachel, and God listened to her and opened her womb. She conceived and bore a son and said, "God has taken away my reproach." This is Genesis 30, verses 22 and 23. Rachel's reproach over her barrenness fueled a bitter rival with her sister Leah. Because Rachel was also Jacob's favorite wife, her son Joseph soon became Jacob's favorite son. As we read, "Now Israel, also called Jacob, loved Joseph more than any other of his sons, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a robe of many colors." This is Genesis 37:3. Jacob's gift of the robe to Joseph signaled the passing of the family leadership and made Joseph's half-brothers so jealous that they sold him into slavery to Egypt. They later told Jacob that Joseph had been killed by wild animals. After suffering at the hands of his brother, being sold into slavery and sent to prison, Joseph proved himself to be an honest man, a hard worker, and an able leader. However, it was God's gift of interpreting dreams that brought him before Pharaoh and led to his promotion to prime minister. As prime minister, Joseph saved Egypt and his own family from starvation during a 7-year famine, even though he started out as the son who suffered revulsion and persecution within his own family. In the books of the prophets, suffering and persecution are major themes in the story of Job. Job is a righteous man, persecuted by Satan, but reviled by his friends who doubt his righteousness. One of Job's friends, Eliphaz the Teramite, inquires of Job, saying, "Who that was innocent ever perished? And where were the upright cut off?" Another friend, Bildad the Shuhite, calls Job a windbag and asks, "Does God pervert justice? Or does the Almighty pervert the right?" This reproach by Job's friends gets him so mad that God himself gets angry at his friends and corrects their theological misconception, saying, "For you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has." This is Job 42:7. In spite of the reproach of his friends and the loss of his family and fortune, God comes to Job's rescue and rewards his faithfulness, as we read, "And the Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he had prayed for his friends. The Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before." This is Job 42:10. The story of Job highlights the reproach and suffering, which are often explained in 3 separate Old Testament ethical approaches. The first ethical approach is that one is made righteous by keeping the law and unrighteous by breaking it. God enforces the law by rewarding the righteous and punishing the unrighteous, as is the expectation of Job's friend Eliphaz the Teramite. Psalm 1 also focuses on this theme. The second approach is that one becomes righteous by gaining wisdom on how the world really works. As we read, "One who is wise is cautious and turns away from evil, but the fool is reckless and careless." This is Proverbs 14:16. In effect, evil is not just bad, it is also stupid, as we often read in Proverbs. The third approach is that God honors righteous suffering, as we saw in the life of Job, and as we also experience in daily life as deferred gratification. In education, for example, one puts off taking a job, works hard, and typically is blessed later with a better job, though the risk of failure is always present. Still, God rewards those who trust in Him and take risks for the kingdom, and punish those who refuse to. In God's kingdom, the cross that we bear always precedes the crown that we wear. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.